T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Markets are going to open up here in about 17 minutes. Michael, the futures are up. You were asking about that a little while ago off the air.
A little worried after what happened yesterday.
Yeah, right now, futures are up. Who knows about the whole day?
You know, the economy's still in pretty good shape, so but you know, hopefully it's just a blip on the radar.
Jimmy, you going to sod your lawn? Is that what you're up to?
No, I was yesterday, last night, I mowed my parents' lawn, and they had the, you know, the work, the road work done where they put in the curbs and resurfaced last year, so they put in new sod, the city did.
Oh, yeah?
And so I did not mow that part, but I walked the dog afterwards, and I noticed that a lot of the neighbors had already mowed. Was I being too cautious by mowing?
No,
should
no.
I let it grow?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
I would. Make sure it gets plenty of water.
Yeah, that's the one thing I told my father is to water that sucker.
Yeah, every day. Yeah, you got to, Doc, you know, you got to keep that sod moist.
Well, especially with the sun getting as intense as it is now.
Hey, maybe we have a sod expert out there that can call us here at 651-989-9226. And kind of, they could give you a... Right from the expert, Jimmy.
That's right. You know, I do a lot of walking in the summer, and I noticed in the city that I live in, when they do this reconstruction of the streets and stuff, they put on that kind of matting instead of laying sod itself.
Yeah.
So that matting where it's got like mesh in there, and it never works. And I just wonder what kind of cost is involved in replacing that year after year, because it never works the first time.
Time of year, too, you see, you know, the plows during the year might have clipped your yard or something if you didn't have those little markers up. And so you got to get that replaced and get that fixed up, too. So, but anyway, sod, Doc, I put it in myself. That's got to stay moist.
Yeah, this time of year, especially, like I say, with that hot sun and everything just dries up so quickly.
Hey, so let's see if this Pete Najarian from CNBC's Fast Money has ever sodded his yard. Hi, Pete.
How are you, Dave? It's always good to talk to you, man.
Are you still doing your own yard work or not?
I do it all. I listen to Michael Lunch every single day, listen to those weather reports, so I know when to put down the mulch and when I got to start doing some of the planting and all that kind of stuff. I'm hearing 80 degrees possible over the next couple of days, maybe.
Now, do you take your shirt off when you mow the lawn and show off?
Well, you got him, Mike, don't you? Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out, come on.
That's right.
Speak for yourself.
Although I saw some hikers, what their little thing was a sun's out, buns out.
They did. Yeah,
well, so. Hiking's very good exercise.
Yeah. If you're the only one on the trail, I guess, what the heck. Hey,
yeah.
Pete, if I could grab you before the markets open up after yesterday, what are you anticipating?
Well, you know, Mike, or Dave, rather, I'm looking at the S&P, and yesterday was an unbelievably dramatic move to the downside. But let's not lose sight of the fact of where we were just a month ago, and we've pulled back some, but I think some of that's to be expected. We laid into that over the weekend, the fact that they're probably going to extend these talks. And with the extension, I think we expected to see the back and forth, President Trump going after China, China coming back at us and trying to even the score if they can. And, you know, I think that's the kind of a situation we're going to be in. We're going to be in a much more volatile market, I think, as we start to approach whatever dates we start to look at next in terms of when will we get a deal.
Is there anything underlying outside of the trade talk, which I think is a headline, anything else going on in the markets that you're watching?
Well, you know, it's gotten a little bit quieter because we've gotten such a big portion of the earnings season behind us now, so it really does more and more focus on that. Obviously, the Fed is always the situation that everybody's talking about because the president's made his feelings very clear in terms of trying to see some cuts, and I don't know that the Fed sees the markets the same way. So there's going to be that back and forth as well, and I think that's something that's probably going to extend over the next couple of years, quite frankly, of where those rates should be at any time given the market. And so because of that, that's going to be one more backdrop, but this is full-blown trade wars, and that's what everybody's focused on right now because yesterday they were running for cover. There were certain areas of the market that people felt comfort in, that they wanted to be, they were at least somewhat close to positive most of the day, despite the fact that the S&P was just getting hammered yesterday.
I'm sure people think about their 401ks and if they should be readjusting those babies now.
Yeah, well, I think you always want to know, and now it'd be better just to prepare ahead of time, of course, just knowing exactly how much exposure. But if you've waited, I think you do want to know, what is my exposure right now to different parts of the market? Am I in the really high risk category, or am I in something that I'm a little bit more comfortable with? And I think everybody, depending on age and everything else and risk tolerance, that's something that each individual investor at this point.
Is there anybody that benefits out of this kind of talk, Pete? Are there industries that can actually go up because of the trade talks?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I would almost say, you know, everybody's going to say, well, you're going to duck and run for cover in certain areas of the marketplace, you know, and that's utilities, and that's some of those types of things that are always considered safe, and you get some sort of a dividend yield. I actually look at it a little bit differently. I see the trading floors. I think New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, CBOE, you know, those are the kinds of things. The volumes are going to just start to explode, Dave, because when people have questions about what's going on in the direction of the market, you get a 70-point move to the downside in the S&P, and now it looks like we're bouncing back about 15 or 16 points today. That kind of movement's going to bring in volume. And with that, I think that's going to be very good for the exchanges as well.
Hey, can on a personal note, can I mention your daughter, or should I not do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm with my buddy, old number 39, Daryl Thompson, the other day, and he says, you know, Pete's daughter is Miss Nebraska, and she's in the Miss America or Miss USA pageant.
She was in the Miss USA. It was about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Out there in Reno, Nevada. It was fantastic. She did not win, but she had a great time, and she met probably 51 of the nicest young ladies you'll ever come across. And I'll tell you what, the one thing I came away with, Dave, was the encouragement of just how bright our future looks looking at these wonderful young ladies, because it's not that they're just pretty. These are smart, wonderful people trying to make a difference not only in their lives but other people's lives. So I walked away from that pageant with a really, really good feeling about things.
Yeah, well, to you and Mom, congrats. That was pretty neat, and you were so humble about it. I didn't hear a word about it, so I think Daryl, because you know he likes to chat all the time.
Oh, Daryl's great, and I appreciate him bringing it up. I tell you, I can't be more proud of my daughter, though. You know, she's not a girl who'd ever be in a pageant. She kind of got talked into going into the Miss Nebraska, and there she goes, and she wins it. And, you know, it's opened up a lot of doors, and it's doors that are great for her because she's trying to make people aware of Lyme disease. You brought that up the last time I was with you, and she's done a great job of trying to get people more aware and get tested early and make sure they can avoid this terrible disease. So she's really about as good a young lady as you could ever find.
Pete, congrats. That's pretty awesome stuff. Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. I appreciate that. And let's find a date to get her watch our Twins play one of these nights.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make sure lunch keeps that weather pushing towards 80 so I can get a little more work done in my yard.
Well, we'll bring him with. That way it'll only – you know it's going to be a good night when Mike decides to go outside with you.
Well, maybe he'll open up that wallet, and we'll see a few moths come flying out.
Now you're dreaming. Now you're dreaming.
Pete, that's right after with the Himalayas. That wallet mountain has never been scaled. So, we hope he climbs down someday, but so far, no luck.
Remember, Gordy's, you bought that night.
That's right. I don't know what happened there.
I do. It is 8:21. Pete, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Pete Najarian, and you see him on CNBC's Fast Money here on WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.